This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Number three, you can join us by calling toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The us in studio tonight is Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And let's go back to the phones. We've got David calling in from San Francisco. David, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts. Hello, David. David, going once.
Sure. Hello. Hello.
Yeah, go ahead. You're on the air. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Good. Yeah, I may have told you before, when I was in college, I took theater management. And so when I hear about stadiums, I'm reminded of an old book. It's not really that old when I think about it. It's only 50 years old, 1950s. It was called For Those About to Die, and it's about the Roman circus. And the, you know, of course, the gladiators are famous and tossing Christians to the lions and this and that and the other. But you got to look at it in terms of theater management. And when you read that book, and it's a real fun book, it's by a guy named Daniel Mannix. And Mannix took basically, you know, tax records and, you know, structural drawings and all sorts of different things to describe how they actually built most of the stadiums lost money. But since they were for big spectacles that people would remember for years and decades, they were considered a loss leader, so to speak. But like in the original days of the Roman circus, it was dancing bears and clown acts and jugglers and things like that. But as time went on, there got to be more viciousness involved in it. And you'd have a promoter like WWF, and then full martial arts combat kind of junk, and then you get into the Hunger Games, really. And so that's how the stadiums came about, and they were always lost leaders. And for a time,
so did the Romans make their money on concessions the way a lot of the sporting venues here do?
Oh, of course, and much less. You know, the prostitutes and where they were standing at the entranceways or in the side cubbies, you know, who paid the biggest bribe to get to see the prostitutes. I mean, there was a massive...
That's what we're missing from sports arenas in the U.S.
Oh, they're just
legal prostitutes.
They're just outside.
Well, you can see where this whole thing is inevitable. When you start looking at the structure of... Divide and conquer is what it's all about. That's why it was considered a lost leader. Since the average taxpayer was getting ripped off 365 days of the year, they would pick a day of a free spectacle that everybody'd remember. But they'd fleece them every bit of the way while they were in that stadium. And then they would also brutalize them by showing them, you speak up, and this is what's going to happen to you. We're going to toss you to the lions if you open your mouth. So... You know, check it out. It's called Those About to Die, and it's by Daniel Mannix. And it'll give you, you'd be surprised how modern thinking is a repeat of what was going on back then. We're not quite at the period where, you know, the prostitutes are given the right, alleyway to stand in. But I bet there are drug dealers that have made arrangements with every stadium in the country.
You know, probably.
You know, and this is to have the taxpayers be paying for a stadium like this when it's a facilitation for organized crime, where it's, you know, bad politicians were the ones that were actually the worst part of it, because they would sponsor throwing Christians to the lions. You know, you would have, I don't know if you all have ever read Alexandre Dumas, you know, the Three Musketeers.
Mm-hmm.
He describes how there were kind of private armies only 200 or 300 years ago. The church had their little army, the king had his army, the queen might have had her army, a prince might have had his army, and sometimes they'd be jealous of each other and fight in the streets. Well, that goes all the way back thousands of years. You know, that you got a local power tripper and nobody can know how to deal with him, and he comes up with a way to have hired thugs. And America has been free of all of that for 200 years. We don't want to start it. And the idea that somebody is trying to sucker us into having more stadiums and more spectacles, you noticed the other day that, what is it, Sinclair Broadcasting is going to buy up most, what is it, something like two-thirds of television is going to be bought up by one company? Now, who in the hell gave permission for monopoly of TV? And I'd say two-thirds is about as close a monopoly as I want to get.
Yeah. I think monopolies. I saw the headline on that, and then when I dug in, it didn't seem to be as bad, in the meat of the story as what
would
the headline was trying to make
bad?
It.
Well,
would 20%
usually
be bad?
Yeah, usually monopolies come from government. That's just how it
right.
works.
And, because the FCC gets to determine who can and cannot broadcast over the quote-unquote public airwaves, there's some FCC guy determining who. But I agree, centralizing all of the media into one hand, bad. But that's really not what's happening. And there's a graphic that spreads around that says that, there's X number of radio stations, TV stations, newspapers, all owned by six companies. And certainly if you add up the number of things that those six companies own, it is that. But that's not every newspaper, every radio station. There's still a lot of independently owned media.
Right. And the market is what determines that. I mean, for example, if...
It's not the market.
Well,
you said, government gives it to them.
No, that's very true.
Well, it's because they fake it out that it's the market forces that... It wasn't market forces that allowed Clear Channel to have 2,000 stations.
Right.
It was Clear Channel specifically went after distressed things. How did they get distressed? Clear Channel knew how they got distressed because they had the in on ad sales.
Sure.
And if you could squeeze out your competition with a whole bunch of ad agencies refusing to do buys, and then here comes Clear Channel just crushing a little station, snapping it up and getting 2,000 of them.
Right.
These guys have given themselves permission to own 8 radio stations in one town.
Yeah, I get that part. But what I'm saying is people always have the choice of which radio station to tune to. And, for example, when Howard Stern was a big thing on terrestrial radio, a lot of people wanted to have Howard Stern. Or today, they want to have Rush Limbaugh. And there is demand for certain types of radio. And companies that are smart will... try to get those guys into a syndication deal. They'll try to buy up more stations and do things like that. You're absolutely right, because I'm absolutely right, that in at the heart of this is government, it's crony capitalism, and it's government-sponsored monopolies. The, mm-hmm. the book I would recommend to you, which I think you would enjoy, is The Master Switch. I don't know if you're familiar with it.
Who's it? Nicholas von Hoffman?
No. God, I got to pull it up. I got to Google it. I want to say Stephen Wu. Hold on.
The Master Switch, again, the title of the book, and that's a recommendation from Chris. And the book is written by...
I'm just waiting on Amazon. It is written by... By God, I'm a horrible Googler
okay.
right
I'll
now.
I'll say what was on my mind, which is that
Tim Wu.
Is that who it was?
Tim Wu. It's called The Master Switch, The Rise and Fall of Information Empires. And basically what it talks about is government, technology comes along, it disrupts everything. A bunch of people in it decide that we need a monopoly, so we go to government, we get it, and then the next thing comes along and displaces it.
Well, I was going to say that on the bright side, at least football stadiums get people out from the TV and uniting together under one roof. So I'm just throwing that out.
Or most stadiums don't have a roof. David, thank you for the call. And one of the reasons it gets them out in front of, or away from the TV, is the TV station won't broadcast the game if it's not a sold-out game.
But they're in a stadium
that area.
Where they can share it.
855 450 free. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
The 300 Blackout is an incredible rifle, and Infidel Body Armor is giving one away in just a few days. Go to infidelbodyarmor.com/win to enter. Hi, I'm Chad, the owner of Infidel Body Armor. I want you to be prepared. So not only am I giving away a rifle, I'm offering sweet deals on armor, smoke grenades, night vision, and other gear you need to survive the coming collapse. Go to infidelbodyarmor.com/win to enter.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And if you're going to do any shopping online anytime soon, maybe you want to buy one of those books that got mentioned in the last segment of the show. Well, you can do that and help Free Talk Live by starting your shopping experience at shop.freetalklive.com. From there, you can go to Amazon. Yes, there are multiple Amazons. You can go to Amazon US, Amazon Canada, Amazon UK. There are also links over to some other outlets, Newegg, and I believe Walmart, and a couple others. Now, once you go to shop.freetalklive.com and figure out where you want to go shopping, you don't have to always go back to shop.freetalklive.com. You can just bookmark the link, and then that will wind up helping Free Talk Live. shop.freetalklive.com. Now, since we've been talking off and on all night about the military, and Heather, you happen to have brought in a story about the military. It seems very fitting. Apparently, there's some sort of female takeover of the military-industrial complex.
Apparently, there might not be women in football, but there's women in the military. So this comes from Quartz, which is QZ.com. And it's titled, Women Are Slowly Taking Over the Military-Industrial Complex. And it starts off by saying, the notion that the future is female, in quotes, has finally reached the military, with the appointment of Sylvie Goulard as France's new defense minister last week. Four of seven G7 countries now boast women in a role long seen as a bastion of male power. These female defense ministers, which include Germany's Ursula von der Leyen, Italy's Roberta Pinotti, and Japan's Tomomi Inada, hopefully I pronounced all these right, lead armed forces with a combined expenditure of $170 billion. While the combined military budget of G7's female defense ministers is substantial, it's still overshadowed by the world's biggest armed force. America's military expenditure totaled $611 billion in 2016, but the transition from all-male to female-run militaries has been remarkably swift.
So just let these numbers sink in for a moment. The United States military in 2016, well, that's fiscal year 2016, that ran from September 2015, or rather October 2015 through the end of September 2016, $611 billion. I believe the approximate total federal spending during that time was about $3 trillion.
Oh, jeez.
So $611 billion from the U.S. went to the military, and four of the seven, group of seven countries had military expenditures that totaled $170 billion.
Wow.
And just for those that don't know, the Group of Seven is like a Council on Foreign Relations. So it's an informal bloc of industrialized democracies consisting of Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, the United Kingdom, and the United States that meet annually to discuss issues such as global economic governance, international security, and energy policy.
Yeah, and but I'm sure they get a little bit of advice from the Council from Foreign Relations,
yeah.
And that's the whole thing. All these different groups, and we have them on the economic side, we have them on the military-industrial complex side, we have them on the side of big banks and big money that, you know, they kind of all work together.
Well, of the G7 countries, the U.S. spent $611 billion, and the runner-up only spent $55.7 billion, which was France.
Yeah.
So we beat out France by almost $500 million, over $500 million.
Almost $550 billion.
Yeah.
With a B. And what's the old saying of, you know, a billion here, a billion there, pretty soon we're talking about real money?
Exactly. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
So continuing on, it says, until 2002, Finland was the only country in the Western world to have a female defense minister, according to Politico. Finland's Elisabeth Rehn became the West's first defense minister in 1990. Norway followed suit in 2000, followed by Sweden and France in 2002. A photo of Spain's newly appointed female defense minister, Carme Chacon, patrolling a military base in Lebanon pregnant in 2008 became an iconic symbol of progress for women in defense. Since then, 18 countries in the EU have had female defense ministers, Sweden 3 times and Norway 5.
So what's the point here, that some countries are now just, you know, making a kinder, gentler military that's got a female defense minister, and so their bombs are painted pink and don't hurt as bad?
I don't know.
Sting, I mean, a little bit.
Even in the United States, at one point in time, women didn't have the right to vote. So this is sort of like a historical, you know, shift in the military-industrial complex. If you're like a historian and you read up and study this stuff on like a timeline, you know, so it's just an article that documents the shift, I guess.
Right. But my question is, what is the importance of the shift?
Nothing really. I mean, it's the military industrial complex is going to do what it's going to do. Well, it does bring up quite a bit of, you know, interesting information.
I do think it is interesting that, it's a role that's been traditionally held by men, you know, and in days gone by, it was always the male generals that were running the war machine and things like that. I don't know what to attribute it.
I'm not saying that it's not interesting.
Okay, well,
right. But what does it mean to us? I don't know. Are women less trigger happy? I mean, is there a statistic that shows that women in charge of defense ministries are less likely to promote going to war?
Well, here, let me read these next two paragraphs. It kind of goes into that. It says the EU is currently chock full of female defense ministers. 4 of its 5 largest economies now have women in the role. But it was Sri Lanka's Sirimavo Bandaranaike and India's Indira Gandhi who first broke the mold by becoming heads of states and by default heads of defense in the 1970s. Since then, over 40 countries have followed suit in appointing female heads of defense. According to one comprehensive study published last year, women were most likely to become defense ministers in countries that had become less conflict-oriented. In fact, some argue that women's ascent in defense may have less to do with breaking the glass ceiling and more to do with diminished role of defense ministries in the post-Cold War era as army sizes have shrunk.
Not here.
Women have yet to permeate the world's top military roles. Of the 3 G7 militaries currently run by men, no women have ever headed up defense in the U.S. or U.K., while Canada had a woman in the role 1993, but not since. The countries with the 2nd and 3rd largest military budgets, Russia and China, are also still men only.
And those 2nd and 3rd largest military budgets are still way behind the United States' $611 billion. That's billion with a B. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $2 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 45 blue pills or 45 yellow pills for $99 and add 5 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call us at 800-590-4987 and get your 50 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-590-4987. That's 800-590-4987. 800-590-4987.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And on June 10th, the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire is going out to the ball games, sponsoring the New Hampshire Fisher Cats. And you, if you're going to be in New Hampshire on June 10th, you can join the LPNH in the new pavilion at the stadium with access to a private portion of the bar and an all-you-can-eat buffet. Tickets are only $40, and you can get them. You need to get them quick because they are going fast. Get your tickets at lpnh.org/FTL. And come have a great evening out with the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire
and
the New Hampshire
Talk Live hosts.
Fisher Cats. One Free Talk Live host, unless you're attending as
well.
I'm
going to go. Yeah, I'm going to go.
Have you bought your ticket yet from lpnh.org/FTL?
Well, I just got my new debit card in from the New Hampshire Bank I signed up for, so I will go online and buy it.
So you need to do that fast because, again, tickets are going fast. And that game, again, Saturday, June the 10th, the Fisher Cats will play host to the current Eastern League champion, Akron Rubber Ducks.
Not the Rubber Ducks.
And it's Star Wars night, so if you want to dress up like a Sith or a Jedi, you can do that. And again, the group seating includes seating in the pavilion, access to that private portion of the bar, and that all-you-can-eat buffet. Tickets, $40. Get them now, lpnh.org/FTL. Let's go to the phones. We've got Brendan calling in from Florida. Brendan, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, nice to be on the show. My main question was, recently, I don't live in New Hampshire. I'm from Florida, obviously.
Yep.
And I was hearing about Governor Sununu, who recently passed, constitutional carry for still carrying firearms.
Yep, signed that into law a couple of months ago.
Yep, go ahead.
Yeah, my question was particularly about open carry, though. Do you believe, I guess this question goes for everybody here, if you believe open carry is a positive or negative act to do for a political purpose, this is not necessarily just for exercising your rights, but to put out a message for people. Do you think that would be a good message or like a bad message that wouldn't really help your cause?
Are you asking if we support open carry?
Well, yeah, I think I would say in some instances it is. And I kind of go along with the idea that, you know, if you get people used to seeing sidearms on hips and nothing bad happens, then maybe they'll feel less threatened by guns and maybe they'll be less likely to try to take away people's rights to keep and bear arms. Personally, I rarely do, and it's just a tactical decision on my part. I don't like to advertise what I may or may not have with me.
Yeah,
but I think, go ahead, Heather.
I was going to say, I agree with you. I think, like, you know, I hear a lot of people being like, oh, I want to open carry, blah, 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 blah. But, like, the way I look at it is if something were going to go down somewhere and there was somebody bad there, you know, because a lot of the times these conversations come up after, like, shooters and stuff and shootings. And I'm like, if you were open carrying and the shooter was going to shoot up the place, you're going to be their first target. So in my opinion, like, concealing and carrying is the smarter move tactically. You know, so I don't really understand, I guess, the big fuss over being able to open carry because is it just like for a show off? Or,
well, sometimes, you know? I mean, like an open carry rally, all absolutely open carry.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or we did a thing, we did an open carry rally in downtown Keene where we carried long guns for a week and things like that. So I do kind of understand that. For a day-to-day thing, it's just not my cup of tea. I prefer concealed carry.
All right, awesome. Well, I'm glad to get you guys' opinion on that.
Yeah, so you're thinking about moving up, or?
Yeah, I actually made a pledge, actually a couple of years ago, to move up later this year, actually.
Excellent.
So I'm looking forward to it.
Where are you going to move? What part?
Or do you know yet?
Most likely, actually, Keene.
Well, we'd love to have you there, and at least meet you, and you can take a look around, see what you think of this area. I encourage anybody who's considering the move to look at a few different areas, you know, find what works best for you and works best for you, particularly employment-wise and job-wise and things like that.
Do you own Bitcoin?
Oh, definitely.
Do you own any Bitcoin?
Actually, not right now. The whole move, I guess, was set up to be this year because I'm actually turning 18, so I'm kind of putting this as my move to adulthood, kind of going out on my own, do my own thing, but also while supporting a liberty movement, you know?
Right.
Nice.
Excellent. Brendan, you can join, if you've not done so, join the Shire forums at forums.shiresociety.com. Keep in touch with people. Let us know when you're coming, and then people can wind up helping you unpack once you get settled in. Brendan, thank you for the call. Let's go to Greg calling in from California. Greg, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hi. I've been following Bitcoin, and I was going to buy it when it was about $1,150.
Mm-hmm.
That was about a month ago, wasn't it?
Somewhere around there, yeah.
Yeah, and I started to push to buy it, and now it's doubled.
Right.
I can't find, I got a buddy of mine, I don't have internet access.
Uh-huh.
So he's trying to help, and he's getting frustrated as hell trying to find a place where I can get a wallet and get into Bitcoin. I called my credit card company. Oh, yeah, you can buy Bitcoin with Capital One. And
I don't know about that. I would be a little leery of anybody saying that they'll sell Bitcoin for, you know, somebody using a credit card, because with credit cards you can always call up, I never authorized this, and then
exactly.
They undo that, and then you've got the Bitcoin anyway.
But we can talk a little bit about how you could buy Bitcoin, how you could acquire Bitcoin if you're interested in it. First of all,
yes.
a common misconception is, wow, $2,500, I cannot afford a Bitcoin. Well, with Bitcoin, you can buy pretty much any fraction of it you wish, down to eight decimal points. So literally, you can go buy $20 worth of Bitcoin, and now you have $20 worth of Bitcoin. Just like if you bought a small fraction of gold, you could buy $100 worth of gold or whatever it happens to be. So you can buy it from people that already have it with cash or whatever, or if they'll do PayPal or whatever you want. That's between two individuals. You can also sometimes find Bitcoin vending machines like we have here in Keene, New Hampshire.
Yep. And there's a website with really good information, coinatmradar.com.
Yep.
What part of California are you in, Greg?
I'm in the farthest eastern corner of L.A. County. I'm out in the desert.
Okay.
All right. So looking at Los Angeles, there are quite a few in Los Angeles. Now, I'm not
anything
necessarily
in, like, the Lancaster or Palmdale area?
Nothing that I'm seeing Lancaster or Palmdale, but if you go over to Apple Valley, there's one there. There's a couple of them just a little north of Pasadena. So, you know, not too terribly far, but also, you know, not right down the street either.
Yeah.
But that's definitely, you know, one way that you could do it. Also, there's websites such as Local Bitcoin, where somebody says, I have some Bitcoin to sell, and then instead of you meeting that person face-to-face, you'll go to their bank or credit union, deposit the money into their account, and then they send you the Bitcoin once they verify that the money is in the account. So there are ways to do it. Without, you know, having reliable internet connectivity, but, you know, it might take a little bit of work to wind up doing.
You bet. Hey, thanks for the call.
Yep, Greg,
right.
Thank you
Local
very
Bitcoin.com,
much.
Bitcoin.com, is it?
I would suggest Bitcoin.com, also CoinATMRadar.com. Your calls and thoughts, welcome, 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Everyone has something in their lives or just about themselves that they want to change, from trying to lose weight to becoming more motivated at work. Change is difficult, but the good news is, no matter what, you don't have to go through it alone. Hypnotherapy can help you remove negative subconscious thoughts that keep you from achieving your goals. Never rely on just willpower again. Contact us at afterhourshypnotherapy.com today for your free consultation. Or contact Melvin Marsh at 678-658-8483.
Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. Buying Bitcoin? Do it here. Want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users? Our forum is always open and censorship free at forum.bitcoin.com. There's no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team. That's why this site is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Possibly time for you and your thoughts. If you call in right now, you can join us, the us being me, Daryl,
Heather,
and Chris.
And there's a story that I've had in my show prep for a couple of nights now, and it involves Wikipedia. And it also involves the NSA, and it involves things released by Edward Snowden.
What's not to like about that?
Well, once I tell you what the court ruled, you'll like it even more, Chris. Federal Appeals Court on Tuesday revived a Wikipedia lawsuit that challenges an NSA program of mass online surveillance, claiming that the government unconstitutionally invades people's privacy rights. By a vote of 3-0, the 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Richmond, Virginia, said that the Wikimedia Foundation, which hosts Wikipedia, had a legal right to challenge the government's upstream surveillance program. Chris, can you very succinctly remind everyone what the upstream program did? Because all I remember is it was one of the things that, you know, basically like took a bunch of info off of what they call the internet backbone, and it was revealed by Edward Snowden.
Well, there were a couple things, and when we talk about the internet backbone, that was not revealed by Snowden. That was found accidentally in San Francisco by an AT&T worker who walked into the wrong computer room door, the wrong switch room door, and saw this equipment that he didn't recognize. He's like, "What is this?" "Oh, it looks like somebody has put in taps on all internet traffic that goes in and out of the United States through the internet backbone." So that was the one thing. What Edward Snowden revealed to us...
I did not mean to imply that Edward Snowden revealed the existence of the backbone, but the upstream program that operated on the backbone.
Well, there were many. Yeah, there were many
it
of them.
It was
Prism,
one of.
Prism was one of them. Prism was really geared to look at and collect everything that we ever do on social media. There were a whole bunch of individual programs that would go out and collect everybody's telephone calls and telephone records different ones that were specific to go and sweep up all email traffic and things like that. The NSA has a whole suite of things that basically, if you communicate electronically in any way, there's pretty much an NSA program, this is what Edward Snowden revealed, that will grab that data, and if they don't look at it right away, well, they can just hold on to it until they feel the need to investigate everything there is about your life.
Lawyers for the Wikimedia Foundation and eight other plaintiffs, including Amnesty International USA and Human Rights Watch, who combine to have more than 1 trillion international communications every year, argued that the surveillance violated their rights to privacy, free expression, and freedom of association. The DOJ countered that the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act had authorized upstream's review of communications between Americans and foreign targets, and Reuters does put that in air quotes, the term targets.
Right.
And that's basically, and Chris, correct me if I misunderstand here, the United States government decides we want to know what this guy that lives in Switzerland is doing, and we will find that out by grabbing every communication that anybody has with him. It doesn't matter if that person's in the United States, they're communicating with a foreign target.
Correct. And what gets really weird about how the NSA works in these programs is they've also, I think, been allowed by the courts to do like 2 hops or 3 hops.
Yes.
So it's not just that one person that committed communicated with your fictitious person in Switzerland or wherever, but it's also everybody that that person knows, and then every person that that person knows. So
right.
It's sort of this exponential effect where they're able to, you know, under the guise of FISA courts, which are kangaroo courts, they're just yes men to the NSA.
And isn't the FISA court, if I remember correctly, they're basically a rubber stamp factory to where you can count on like 1 finger the number of
times
things that they did
said
not
that.
Wind up.
Correct. And what's FISA?
Yeah. Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act.
Thank you.
I would just educate all of your children, you know, when it comes to using technology, that nothing's secret. Let's just, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, we know the NSA has all these programs and stuff like that, that I think it's important that I want to point out, you know, don't trust government-run schools to teach your kids this. Teach your kids, you know, that anything that, if you get them a phone for Christmas, anything on that phone, you know, is out there for everyone to see.
Yeah.
Sadly, yes.
And the NSA is somewhere recording this radio show.
Oh yeah, it's recorded
every caller that's come in.
The other thing I was going to say was that most
this radio
people,
show.
That's true.
The other thing I was going to say is most people, the NSA probably doesn't give a crap about, but the three of us sitting here because we're always talking about it. You know, if you're my friend, chances are.
Sorry, guys.
In October 2015, U.S. District Judge T.S. Ellis III in Baltimore dismissed the lawsuit, finding a lack of evidence that the NSA was conducting surveillance, quote unquote, at full throttle. Let that sink in for just a second. Well, they're not running at maximum capacity, so therefore it's okay that they're, you know, snatching up everything that you do, because it could be worse.
Yeah, we're only doing 75% of everything, or we're delaying it. There is no respect whatsoever for the Fourth Amendment in any of this. You have no privacy, despite what you may have been taught in schools about how the Constitution is there to protect you from government. It's ceased to exist.
Well, the Constitution is just an idea.
Here's the good news. Circuit Judge Albert Diaz for the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals found nothing speculative about the claims made by the Wikimedia Foundation.
Good for him.
He said the NSA interception and copying of communication showed an invasion of a legally protected interest, the Fourth Amendment right to be free from unreasonable searches and seizures. He added that the Wikimedia Foundation could pursue its First Amendment claims because it had self-censored some of its communications in response to the upstream surveillance. Now, here's the not-so-good news also from the Fourth Circuit. By a 2-1 vote, The same panel also ruled that the plaintiffs in the case lacked standing to challenge the NSA's alleged dragnet to intercept substantially all text-based communications to and from the United States while conducting its upstream surveillance.
Now, hold on. If I've ever emailed or had any communication with anyone overseas, I should have standing. If they are collecting all information that's leaving the country, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Then if I have communicated outside of the country, I should have standing in a court of law.
What about like through like Facebook and stuff like that? Do they get to override like Facebook's policies if you're like, because I have so many friends on Facebook that are from other countries.
Well, yeah.
Like that I've met at conventions and stuff.
Right. And half the time you may log into Facebook and you may actually, particularly, you may get a server farm that's outside
met,
the country anyway.
What was her name? Kira Kichinova, the Russian libertarian there. Don't remember her from the convention?
I met so many people at that convention.
Russian libertarian.
The article continues. Patrick Toomey, an ACLU lawyer representing the plaintiffs, said the ruling means upstream will finally face badly needed scrutiny in the courts. He said in a statement, "This is an important victory for the rule of law. Our government should not be searching the private communications of innocent people in bulk." Some Republican and Democratic lawmakers are working on legislation to curtail parts of upstream. A section of FISA that authorizes the program expires at the end of this year, allegedly.
I think it's important to point out that Patrick Toomey, you're referring to, is an American civil liberties lawyer, as you mentioned.
Yes.
Not Senator Patrick Toomey of Pennsylvania.
The Commonwealth.
The Commonwealth. Who I am confident would thoroughly support the NSA program.
Yes. So, thoughts on this? You know, it seems like a little mix of good news, bad news here of, yeah, you get to, you know, pursue your First Amendment claims, but you lack standing to challenge the dragnet.
It's unreal. I like to see anytime there's a challenge and it makes a little bit of news because maybe we live and breathe this stuff.
Yes.
But a lot of people that may be reading this article, maybe they don't. Maybe they never understood that, yes, all communications that go in and out of this country are monitored by the NSA.
And educate your kids.
Yes.
I'm still baffled by the courts tossing out of the Clapper v. Amnesty International just a couple months before Edward Snowden leaked all the things that Amnesty International was saying was happening. This is Free Talk Live. We'll be back tomorrow.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There is a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Tiffany Jenks was murdered October 8, 2013, at the age of 35, shot in the forehead by someone she did not know and had apparently only met that night shortly prior to her death.
Or so the Oregon police say.
Another mind control victim to the slaughter?
Who really killed Tiffany Jenks?
A story that won't go away. Read about it on Facebook at Tiffany Jenks Murder, spelled T-I-F-F-A-N-Y-J-E-N-K-S, murder.com.
TiffanyJenksMurder.com.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.